All right, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680 with Derek Law. And as I say, it's wonderful to see you up here, the things you've accomplished in your career, and now you're up here in the big leagues. And I always like to ask the question, how do you get the call? Because a lot of minor league managers will sort of trick you and, you know, and call you and you won't answer the phone and that kind of stuff. How did it happen for you?
Yeah, no, we were in Las Vegas. We just got in from batting practice, and we had like a team meeting in the locker room, and our manager, Augie, Jose Aguasil, called me into the office, and I didn't know what it was about. You know, I know Sergio went down, unfortunately, with that arm issue, and, you know, people were murmuring and stuff like that, but you don't want to think of you. You kind of want to focus on the task ahead, the game I was kind of focused on. Called me in, and straight up was like, you know, this is a great day. You're going to the big leagues. And I was like, really? Like, just like that? Like, it was just, like, real crazy. So it just, like, kind of all of a sudden happened. Ran out, everybody was like clapping, you know, everybody's giving me hugs, stuff like that. I was like, who do I call first? I had to call the fiance first, then the parents after that. Funny thing is, like, I couldn't get a hold of my dad. Like, my dad always picks up the phone, no matter what. And for like 20 minutes, I'm trying to call him, like, you better pick up. I had to get ready to get out there and leave. But it was awesome. It was just a surreal experience. Like, it was, like, thinking back on it, it's like, I mean, it's just crazy.
You know, Derek Law with us. You know, part of your story is your father did make it up to the big leagues. I love your quotes afterwards, and you'll explain it to the fans why you said it. But he did make it up with the A's years ago, and he's going to pitch for Dave Stewart. Dave Stewart somehow made a start, and 4 days later, your dad was back in the minor leagues, never to make it back to the big leagues. So you had some feelings about you actually getting in a game.
Yeah, that was funny because after I made the debut, you know, everybody was there. And after, you know, like, emotions were running high, adrenaline's still going, giving big hugs, stuff like that. And I was like, I'm finally better than you. So I finally looked at him and said that, and we just laughed. Because, you know, I've been telling him that since I don't know how old I was. So it was kind of nice to share that moment with him, for sure.
Going back to growing up, having a father who obviously knew how to pitch, got it to the major leagues, you know, it's not an easy task in any regard. What were some of the things, think back to being a kid. We have so many kids who listen to the show. What are some of the things your father said to you early on?
Oof. I don't think they were good. I think we fought more than anything, if that's the thing. Jeez. Honestly, I can't really think of stuff. It's just, there's so much, you know. You spend your entire childhood practicing this one sport. I mean, obviously, I played other sports, but, you know, you kind of focus on this one sport. And, you know, he had so much knowledge of the game from people that he's played with. And then you kind of move on, and then you get knowledge from people that you're playing with and coaches that you're playing with. There's just so much to grasp. And I think, you know, I guess just be yourself, always be yourself, kind of. Stay within yourself. You know, it's always the same. The game's always the same. Hitters never change. You know, they get out too. So that's probably the main thing, was just attack hitters. You know, just be yourself. The game doesn't change no matter where you're at.
Good advice. No, Derek Law with us. That's good advice. It was kind of fun watching your family during the debut. And we'll get to the debut in a second. But, boy, they had fun being on TV. And your dad was stoic.
Yeah.
You know, he folded his arms and he was just watching. Everyone else was jumping up and down.
Yeah, I think he's too cool for school sometimes. You know, he doesn't want to show too much emotion. But, you know, behind the scenes, he can really tell. He actually finally showed that emotion towards me.
All right, so now you make your debut. It's against the Dodgers. And how do you feel when you're warming up and getting the call? Did you know you were getting in and things like that?
You know what? I had no idea. Then they said Law, and I was like, oh, man, I better get rolling here. And I started warming up the pen, and I felt great. Obviously, adrenaline was high. I didn't really get nervous. The only time I got nervous, I was running out of that left field gate. I ran through the gate. I kind of got the butterflies, and after that, it was like, it was just a normal stadium. Didn't even realize where I was. Buster came out. Hasn't ever caught me, so he was like, what all do you throw? I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then cutter. He's like, can you throw them all? I was like, yeah, I'll throw them all. So I threw a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup, cutter, fastball, and I was like, let's go. We're ready to go.
So, that's great. I love it. But as I told you the other day, you know, watching relief pitchers over the years, a lot of people have a split that just disappears. You have a curveball that just disappears.
Yeah, I mean, something I've been working on since I was a kid, obviously, with my dad. Funny thing is, people don't know I throw with three fingers.
Okay.
So, I mean, I learned as a little kid, and, you know, obviously you're palming the ball as a kid, yeah. So I learned how to throw my curveball with three fingers.
Oh.
So it just became natural and comfortable, so that's kind of how I do it.
Well, the whole thing in the big leagues is just be consistent, as you know, is be able to command it. And you did command it that inning, but you gave up, Pence tried to get a ball that went past him for a triple. Now all of a sudden you're saying, oh, man, am I going to give up a run in my first outing?
Yeah, actually, the first thing that went through my mind when that ball went in the air, I was like, oh, is he going to get that? And I was like, oh, this could be a SportsCenter play. Like right when it went up in the air, I saw a curve, and I was like, this is a SportsCenter play. I'm going to go on SportsCenter right now. And then, he missed it, but, you know, I mean, that's part of the game. You give up hits and then try and get out of it, pick up your teammates, so pretty pumped about that.
No, it was great. All right. But you had the surgery, and I know you and I have been on before from spring training. We've talked about it, but it's a lonely road back. When did you feel for the first time? I know you came back. You told me you'd be back in June of 15, something like that. When did you first feel that, say, you know something? I'm back. I feel it.
I mean, it was a long road last year. There was a lot of frustrating games, a lot of times where I did not feel like I was myself. I think the last maybe like 2 weeks of the season, I finally started clicking a little bit more. Not fully there, but started clicking a little more. Spring training came around this year, the off season, all that rest. My arm felt great in spring training. But the beginning, my mechanics weren't really clicking, you know, and then they optioned me down. And, you know, I found it a good time to work on some things, and I really studied some video and went back to that 2014 when I was feeling really good and looked at some stuff, picked some stuff up, and now we're here.
All right, so here you're right. Now you're here sitting at AT&T Park, and we've got a big weekend of baseball amongst us right now. What's the best part of being a major leaguer? And I've asked this question over the years, and I'll give you some hints. Some people say the travel. Some people say the food. Some people say the ballpark. Some people say the fans. Some people say the uniforms. And some people say, hey, you got the best video games. You know, whatever. But what is it for you?
Well, ballparks are definitely something else, especially AT&T. It's got to be number one or two on the list of best ballparks. So that, to be the home ballpark, is kind of cool. But I think the fans, the San Francisco Giants fans are great. They're awesome. Like, just so faithful, I feel like. I mean, I've only thrown in two games, and they're already, like, they kind of know who I am. It's, like, crazy. Just to wrap my head around this whole thing is kind of, it's like I keep saying it's surreal, but it's like, it's hard to believe. But I think definitely the fans is definitely the best part, I think.
How's the food?
Food's great. A little bit better than down there. Definitely better than some minor league foods that I've had.
And plus, you don't have the 6 a.m. wake-up call. That helps, too.
Yeah. Some 6 a.m. workouts you don't really want to go to sometimes.
All right. Great to have you on the show. We're going to do this many times during the year, and I feel a kinship to you because you're from Miami-Dade Junior College. And believe it or not, I went there many, many years ago, so it's nice to see someone from Pittsburgh who ends up in Miami and somehow ends up here. I went from Brooklyn to Miami to here, so we'll see how it turns out. But nice to have you on the show.
Thanks, Marty. Have a good one.
All right. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.